USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve says they could raise interest rates soon, marking the first time in 3 years. For now, the target will stay between 0.25%. The Fed wrapping up its first meetings of the year on Wednesday, saying added inflation is well above 2%. This, as the former director of the National Economic Council under former President Barack Obama believes the Biden administration missed the boat when it came to inflation.
I think we were way behind the curve. I think we stayed way behind the curve, even as the inflation figures came in strong in the fall.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. A second civil lawsuit is being filed in connection with the Oxford High School murders late last year in Michigan. One of the four students killed parents suing the alleged shooter and his parents. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his long career in public service. McConnell releasing a statement noting the liberal justice's nearly 3 decades of thoughtful and consequential service on the Supreme Court. There's no change in gas prices Thursday. According to the AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular is at $3.34 a gallon. The average price up 6 cents over the past month, which is driven by the price of rising crude oil. The price of gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago, and Tiffany Wright is with AAA of North Carolina. She tells CNN gas is fluctuating in her state.
Gas prices really have been a roller coaster ride. These are places where gas prices don't tend to drop as they do in other places around the country because they are year-round destinations.
USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A nor'easter may slam the east coast of the United States this weekend. The National Weather Service saying heavy snow, gusty winds, and coastal hazards are possible from North Carolina to New England to north of Boston. In Chelmsford, Massachusetts, Ben Quirk at Ace Hardware runs down the list of what you may need ahead of the storm.
Batteries, flashlights, gas cans early, and then shear pins for snow blowers are big. They break mid-storm. You get stuck in your driveway. If the wind hits, chainsaws are certainly important.
Oklahoma has executed an admitted double murderer, putting the spotlight on capital punishment. Donald Grant was diagnosed multiple times as a schizophrenic. This is the state's third execution since the death chamber came back after a 5-year hiatus. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is calling it a career in the NFL. He posted a video on social media making the announcement.
The journey has been exhilarating, defined by relationships and fueled by a spirit of competition. Yet the time has come to clean up my locker, hang up my cleats, and continue to be all I can be to my wife and children. I retire from football a truly grateful man.
The Steelers took Roethlisberger with the 11th overall pick in the 2004 NFL Draft. He won 2 Super Bowls with them in 2006 and 2009. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.